Okay, so for those of you who are unfamiliar with my recent plight, about 2.5 months back, I basically changed jobs, moved states. So I had a contract with my prior company, which I actually owned and ran while I lived overseas in Shenzhen, China. The guy I sold it to, who was my business partner in name only, if you want to own a business overseas, you have to have a Chinese business partner. Anyway, beside the point, part of the arrangement was that he had first option to buy the business if he wanted to. He did. It was very profitable at the time. So I sold it to him. Business was going very well, but he wanted to keep me on as logistics manager. I was like, yeah. Sounds good. Salary. Okay, it's not great, but it's enough for me to save and it was great, for China money, but American money it was like okay. But I said, all right, it's a job I know, it's a job I'm good at, it's a job I can do remotely, and it's like one tenth of the amount of work and responsibility I had before as the owner of the company where I was doing pretty much everything. So I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. But the contract expired. And of course, the economy in China is crap right now. And that's quite on purpose, but that's a whole nother video. So he opted not to continue employing me. So I had to find a new job, essentially. And that was very recent. And I started looking in my area where I lived in Phoenix. I couldn't find anything. The job market is oversaturated, and people who are experts in operations and logistics, like myself, that are my age, who have the amount of experience that I do, well, employers don't want to hire us because we cost more, or they're afraid we'll cost more. Now, I would have agreed to take a position at a much lower wage than they would have probably thought, but at the same time, even when I said, okay, hey, I'll work for this, I'll work for less. They don't think you're going to stick around for very long. They call it being overqualified. So if you take a job at a wage that is below what they believe your market value is, they don't think you're going to stick around very long. Like you're just taking the position essentially until you find something better. So they would prefer hiring a young college kid out of university who has no ties, has no experience, and is beholden to them. And so he doesn't have many options like someone like myself does. Or like they think someone like myself does, but in reality, I don't actually have that many options. Not at my age. And actually, my experience works against me in a lot of ways. So I started looking outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Excuse me. And I had to go nationwide. And I found something in Billings, Montana. So I planned my move, and I sold stuff that was too big to take, or I knew I wouldn't need, just to add to what money I'd already saved. And I'd saved quite a bit, like close to 16 grand. And I always had savings, right? So I was always very frugal and conscientious. I guess the word responsible, but anyway, good with money, I suppose. So it wasn't a real issue. And you're a single guy, you can do that. It's not a lot, I understand, but I wasn't doing a lot of work either when you compare it to what I was doing when I lived overseas, and I didn't want to. I spent the past, at that point, when I came back to the USA 5 years ago, jeez. Oh my goodness, how long? 30, so 40 years. I mean, just 40 years working your ass off. And the 18, Jesus, I mean, the 14 years I spent in China, I was working 60 to 80 hour weeks. So, I mean, I just, like, no more, no more. I want to take it easier. I don't want to do nearly as much. And I've got the freedom now, I can do that. And so, but still had a decent amount of savings, enough easily to make the move and be comfortable. And the position I took paid more, actually. More work, obviously, but I was okay with that. I was okay with that. I'm used to working hard, doing a lot of work. It's not a problem. And so I moved. I gave myself a week to find a place and get situated. Well, I gave it some weeks just to get situated. I had booked a temporary residence, like one of those long stay hotels for a month. But within a week of arriving in Montana, I'm not going to get into the particulars of the accident, but I injured my leg, dirty piece of metal in my leg. And so now this is something. Now, I wasn't fully honest about this in my recent videos. I said that I was very embarrassed, honestly, that this was something I tried to treat myself. Well, I'll get to that. So I tried to, deal with it myself. I didn't think it was a big problem. I tried to clean the injury, but it turns out it was too deep. So I went to the hospital after like 6 days, and they pumped me full of antibiotics. They gave me some antibiotics, but the doctor who lanced the injury, he cut the tendon, one. Idiot. My knee is, crackling a bit. It's not staying in the where it's supposed to. But anyway, that'll be a problem later on, I'm sure. I'll have to get surgery for that. So they treated it, gave me a bunch of antibiotics, and gave me a prescription for 5 days. I went home. Well, hotel room. And I thought it was getting better. It was getting better, but not really, like it was still swollen. It wasn't much better. And then after 5 days, it was feeling okay, but there was still pain. And I figured at that point the infection was gone, because hey, the doctor gave me antibiotics, and if I took the antibiotics, I'd be fine. But the pain just stayed, and it kept getting worse. Now, I've never had a tendon injury like this, so I just assumed that the injury was, my tendon, right? It's been cut. The swelling is just from that. I took antibiotics. It should be fine, but it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Until, it just got to a point where I was like, oh, this don't seem right. Something's not right here. Maybe it's not healing. And I noticed I was looking closely at the injury, and the wound itself seemed all stretched out, and there was just like seemed like there was a thin layer of flesh at the top, but the injury beneath that top layer of skin that it healed over was just all stretched out, and there was a different color underneath the surface than the skin. And I was like, it looks like some kind of liquid. This don't look right. This something's not right here. And so I went and got a scalpel that I had. Don't ask me why I have a scalpel. I don't have it anymore. Got too dirty. But went and got a scalpel that I bought, and I poked the skin, and then all this purple reddish gunk came spurting out, and it was like a volcano exploding. And it stank like nothing you ever smelled. And I was like, whoa, man, what is this disgusting? It smelled like shit. It smelled like excrement. It was like the worst stink I've ever smelled. It was unbelievable. It was just all over the floor, all over my leg, pouring out. It's like, oh, no. So this is where I wasn't totally honest in some of my recent videos, because I'm embarrassed. Because what I did, this is the only thing I wasn't totally honest about. I said I thought that it was a problem with my tendon right up to the point I ended up in the hospital. That's not true. It was at this point I knew it wasn't the tendon, and this is my fault, but I kept going to work. I was like, okay, I can treat this myself. I'll just squeeze it and drain it and lance it myself daily. I'll apply alcohol, antiseptic ointment, covered up, and whenever I get a chance, I'll just drain it. So for like 4 or 5 days, I tried treating it myself. It wasn't really working. But I mean, it was and it wasn't. No. Okay, I'm coping. It wasn't working. And I had resigned myself after, I think it was the fifth day. I think it was the fifth day. Yeah, it was the fifth day. I resigned myself to essentially go to the hospital, get it treated, check myself in. I didn't know how serious it was, but that day is when I started shaking and shivering and went to shock and then ended up in the hospital. That one part I was embarrassed about. I didn't want to bring that up because that was my fault that I knew for days that it wasn't a tendon and I was trying to treat it myself like an idiot. This is again where you can take stoicism too far and it can lead you to ignore problems and think you can deal with them yourself and you can't. So I ended up in the hospital for about a month. Huge bill, 105 grand. I spent all my money out of pocket on housing. And and I had to pay out of pocket as well for some medical treatment and some follow-up visits. So I'm essentially broke, except for what I've gotten in donos from you guys. So yeah, it's not good. And that leads us to today, where I've been recovering for, has it been? No, it hasn't been a month and a half. It's been, let me think, 2 weeks there, and then it's been almost a month and a half since I've been at a hospital. Not doing so great. I'm doing my best. While I was in the hospital, that wasn't much fun. They had a bag hooked up to my leg. It was so bad they had to apply a vacuum to suck out the pus on a regular basis. My hospital bill was 105 grand. Needless to say, I'm in the hole for about 120 grand. So as you'll see from my GoFundMe, I'm not asking for that amount. I thought about it, but I was like, there's no way. That's just like so unrealistic, and there's no chance. So I'm just gonna, I'll ask for what I out of pocket, right? Not my debt right now, but what it costs me out of pocket, and what I'll need, essentially, because I spent quite a bit now on these extended stay hotels. And so here to date, I'm here. I got 2 weeks left in this hotel, and then I'm gonna have to find something more permanent, which is quite a challenge because I can't work yet. I had a heart attack. Yeah, one of the blood clots from my leg, and there were a whole bunch of them. You could see them in the bag. All these, some of them very large, purplish, black, masses coming out of my wound, along with lots of desiccated muscle tissue. It wasn't a pretty sight. My leg is a mess. I don't know what the tally is, the toll it's taken on my leg. It's only been like what now, a month and a half, not even that. It'll take a few more months, tendon, to see how much that heals on its own, if my knee stops popping out of joint. But basically, yeah, I'm in the hole quite a bit. So I still have a fair amount of the donations, though not as many as I had planned on having, hoped I'd have. So I need your guys' help if there's any that you can provide. I am still trying to get stronger. I am exercising as much as I can. And I've seen some improvement in my overall energy levels, but it's nothing profound. It's nothing that is great. It's taken me a lot longer to recover than I thought it would. And so, if anybody out there can help me out, I'd greatly appreciate it. Any donation, if you can afford it, would be a big help. I still can't work. I mean, I get winded if my heartbeat gets up to 85. It's weird. Well, it's not weird, really. It's weird because I've been so fit my whole life, but now it's like, I didn't think it was that bad. I had to go and get one of those heart rate monitors. It sticks on your finger and it reads your oxygen saturation level. and I was trying to exercise, and my heart rate was 85. I was like, that can't be right. I feel like I'm gonna pass out. Oh, that's right. Oh, the only good thing is that my oxygen saturation level seems to be okay. So that means it's less likely I have any blockages, though I feel a lot of discomfort in this area. I mean, just my chest in general, but here and here. But, that's just the damage to my heart. I've been taking a lot of supplements. I've been taking creatine. I mean, muscle is heart tissue. My whole goal is to just build more heart tissue, both my leg and, well, to build more tissue, muscle tissue, both my leg and in my heart. It's very slow progress. I don't know when I'll be able to work again. But anyway, that's why I need your guys' help. So if you could make a donation, I'd greatly appreciate it. You can click on the link below, the GoFundMe. It'll tell you pretty much everything I told you now. So anyway, I guess that's it. And I'd be more than happy to pay anybody back that makes a donation once I get back on my feet. So just let me know if you want anything in return. I'm more than happy to. I'll put my email in the description if you want advice. I am a philosopher of the school of practical realism. So if you need advice, that's what I do. I solve problems. That's what my school of philosophy is all about. So if you have an issue you want to discuss, problem you want solved, if there's a video that you want me to make a subject on, send it. If it's in my genre, I'll do a video on it. If you donate enough, I'll make a video on anything you want. And if you just want direct repayment back, give me your Venmo or Zelle or Cash App, and I'll return the money when I can. Anything's greatly appreciated, guys. I'm very proud. If any of you out there know me, you know that I've never asked for any kind of charity in the past. And yes, this is charity, but this is, except for me being stupid enough to essentially, try and treat it myself. But it was so far along, I would have ended up in the hospital anyway, though it might not have been as bad. But besides that, and I don't want to bring up the insurance, which I lapsed because I thought I had plenty of time. It wasn't that long ago that my position changed. I had insurance that I was maintaining myself. I let it lapse. I was gonna reinitiate it, but I guess that's my fault. But the injury was an accident. So for the most part, no fault of my own, insofar as the injury didn't occur because of any irresponsible or bad behavior on my part. I didn't end up in this situation because I'm a junkie or irresponsible. It was an act of God, accident, as it were. So that's what people are talking about when they say no fault of your own. Did you end up in this situation because bad, risky, irresponsible behavior? No, it was an accident. And I want to get back there, back out there, being a productive member of society, getting back to work, doing as much as I possibly can. I'm hoping in a month or two I'll be able to get back to work part-time, and we'll see how that works out. But at the moment I'm benched, and so I need your guys' help if you can give it. So please consider making a donation. Again, the GoFundMe is in the description, as is my Cash App and my email. If you want some kind of quid pro quo, there's a lot I can do for you, a lot of help I can offer. Or if you just want straight up repayment, that is not a problem as well. Anyhow, guys, thanks for your time and consideration. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.